welcome to the Key's latest news briefing podcast, which brings you a summary of the weekly education headlines. We'll also be creating a series of podcasts on a range of timely and important developments in the sector and interviewing some key influencers. So watch this space. Damien Hines suggests teachers should only receive a 2% pay rise next year. This follows last week's joint letter from teaching unions to the Teachers Pay Review Body, requesting a 5% pay increase for all teachers. National Association of Head Teachers General Secretary Paul Whiteman said a pay rise of 5% was vital if we are to plug the leaky pipeline of teacher recruitment and retention in England. A judicial review has ruled against a local council which unlawfully changed a child's education, health and care plan in order to get him placed into a specific school. Usually, schools are legally obliged to admit pupils who name them on their EHC plans unless they're unable to meet their needs. The ruling will now make a judicial review an option for schools who can't provide for pupils who name them on their plan. Children in 370 English schools will learn techniques to help improve their mental health in a new scheme launched as part of Mental Health Week. The trial, led by Anna Freud National Centre and UCL, will teach skills such as mindfulness and relaxation. Damien Hines also confirmed the 9 areas across the country that will try new high-quality mental health assessments for young people entering care, helping them to get the support they need at a time when they are most vulnerable. Also this week, teacher training providers are concerned about declining recruitment standards. The head of the National Association of School-Based Teacher Trainers said that providers are now being questioned by the DfE over their choice to reject candidates. The government said that recruitment requirements had not changed. It stressed that all those who go on to get qualified teacher status must be judged by the provider to have met all the relevant standards by the end of their course. The reason for 1 in 5 exclusions is given as other in official government statistics. Ofsted Chief Amanda Spielman said more detail is needed to fully understand why pupils are excluded. Statistics released by the Department for Education last summer showed that 0.1% of pupils in all schools were excluded in 2016-17, compared to 0.08% in 2015-16. Every school in England will have their home education data published by the Children's Commissioner next year. She hopes to uncover why homeschooling has increased in recent years. This comes after a survey of local authorities published in November showed the number of home educated pupils rose by 27% from 2017 to 2018. The Children's Commissioner has expressed concerns that parents and teachers cannot keep up with technology quickly enough to effectively deal with cyberbullying. She has called on schools to create safe spaces for young people to talk and get support. Communications watchdog Ofcom recently reported that 1 in 10 young people aged 12 to 15 have been bullied online. Thank you very much for listening. For our full news briefing, please visit key.sc/news. Members of the Key for School Leaders will also have access to our 1-minute summary on understanding teachers' pay, practical strategies on boosting pupils' self-esteem, and hundreds of other articles on the latest issues in education. Visit www.thekeysupport.com.